As you know, Mark and Paul, Your Breakfast Flakes, on vacation. After 37 years, they deserve it. The guys will be back. In the meantime, I'll be kind of holding down the fort a little bit. No comparison to their program, but they will be back. Here's some of what you may have missed this morning.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
Cat Country 102.9. There's the Zach Brown Band. We're all in the same boat, just trying to get through our day together. Michael here this morning. Already Wednesday, August 13th. I got kind of a busy show today, filling in for Mark and Paul. We'll have 4-H'ers up again this morning as Fair Week continues. That'll be fun. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, so we'll meet a new pet from Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter. That'll be fun. They usually roll in around 9:20, as we call it here in the building. Dog Day! It's Dog Day! It's one of our favorite days of the week. If you're looking for a new four-legged friend, don't miss that. Also, I've got Amy. I got an email later yesterday afternoon. Amy, why can't I get in my email? Now I do sound like Mark and Paul. I can't get in our email, and our computer's not working, and I got the gal that, Amy. Okay, here it is. I found it. She's with the Montana Meth Project. Amy Rue, Executive Director of the Montana Meth Project. She's in Billings today for some business, I guess, for the Attorney General's Fentanyl Prevention Summit. And before she heads back to wherever she lives, they're going to drop by this morning and talk a little bit about that summit, about fentanyl and how it's tearing up our communities and how parents and kids can prepare for the upcoming school year. That fentanyl's no joke. I mean, can we go back to like old timey days when drugs were sort of relatively safe and you didn't have to worry about every single thing being laced with fentanyl? Like, I don't get it either. Like, why would you, if I was a drug dealer Michael, why would I want to kill my customers? It seems like a poor business model. And of course, I'm kind of joking around a little bit, but anyway, we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on the show. This day in history, into the Wayback Machine, August 13th, 504 years ago in 1521, Spanish conquistador Hernando Cortez captured what is now known as Mexico City from the Aztecs. 111 years ago today, 1914, a guy named Carl Wickman began driving his beat-up gray car. It's just a junker. Nobody wanted it. And he used it to shuttle miners from their homes to mines in Minnesota. His little taxi service took off, and soon he bought more cars and eventually some buses. And then that little company that Carl Wickman started with a junky old gray beat-up piece of crap sedan became known as the Greyhound Bus Corporation. Greyhound, probably not still in its heyday. I mean, but it still gets like 16 million passengers a year in the U.S., North America. Have you ever had to ride a Greyhound? It's an experience. Let's see, 64 years to go today in 1961. East German soldiers sealed the border between East and West Berlin to stop East Berlin citizens from using West Berlin as an escape route to flee communism. Middle of the night, while everybody slept, they tore up the streets, laid down the barbed wire and the fences, and then 2 days later they poured concrete to make the barrier that became known as the Berlin Wall. Of course, y'all remember when the wall came down. Stayed up for 28 years. Mickey Mantle died on this date in 1995 after a battle of liver cancer. He was 63. This date in 1997, South Park debuted. The very first episode, do you remember what it was called? Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. And of course, this season of South Park stirring up people. Oh, people are getting passionate about the... Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm so mad at South Park. You know what? South Park's been offensive and pushing buttons since, 28 years. So, nothing new with this new season. But that's a look at some stuff in history. What about birthdays today? Sure, we'll check those while we're here. On the same page. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. DeMarcus Cousins is 35, former NBA All-Star. Andy Griggs is 52, country singer. Danny Bonaducci is 66 today. Jocelyn Elders is 92, the first African-American Surgeon General. It would have been Alfred Hitchcock's birthday. He died in 1980. Fidel Castro's birthday today. He died in 2016. Oh, today's Left-Handers Day. Yay! I'm a lefty! It's also National Filet Mignon Day, so there you go. Thanks for getting going with Cat Country this morning. Jordan Davis coming up next. Cat Country 102.9, Morgan Wallen. How you doing? Michael here this morning, 6:51. Had a beautiful sunrise. I was actually up early enough to see the star alignment, Venus and Pluto or whatever, when they lined up real close to each other in the eastern sky. Then we had a nice sunrise, and it looks like we're going to have a nice day, probably the hottest day this week. Bob McGuire will get some details for you in the forecast. Take a look at the extended forecast coming up around 7:20. In the meantime, let's maybe get to some news headlines this morning here. See if any of these buttons work. Oh, yep. Let's put this over here. I mean, I could do news without the news sound. But it's more fun with the news sound, isn't it? Take a look at some headlines today. All right, here's what's happening. AI startup Perplexity has made an unsolicited $34.5 billion all-cash bid to acquire Google's Chrome browser, which has over 3 billion users worldwide. The bid comes as a federal court considers whether to force Google to divest key assets, including Chrome, after ruling last year that the company holds an illegal monopoly in search and digital advertising. A decision on potential remedies is expected this month. Google, which is appealing the ruling, has shown no willingness to sell. Why would they want to get rid of their their biggest products? Wildfires in Europe killed at least 3 people yesterday, 2 in Spain, 1 in Albania. Thousands of people have been evacuated as blazes broke out across parts of Spain, France, Greece, Portugal, Turkey, and the Balkans. In many places, the danger is compounded by a days-long heat wave caused by a high-pressure system pulling warm, dry air across the continent. France and Hungary have seen record high temps, with parts of France placed under the country's highest level heat alert. Meanwhile, Albania, Montenegro, Germany, Spain, Italy, and the UK have also had heat advisories. Parts of Spain last week had temperatures above 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Kwon Dong-hyung, better known as Do Kwon, pleaded guilty yesterday to federal conspiracy and wire fraud charges 3 years after his company's collapse wiped out over $40 billion in assets. Taylor Swift has announced her 12th studio album. It's called The Life of a Showgirl. I haven't heard exact release dates or more information yet, but she will be on the New Heights podcast, co-hosted by her boyfriend Travis Kelce, tonight at 7. That's 7 Eastern, to discuss the album. UFC CEO Dana White says a fight night will take place at the White House next year on the 4th of July as part of the recent streaming deal with Paramount. Elon Musk threatens a lawsuit against Apple, claiming the company artificially boosts OpenAI's app in the App Store. Meanwhile, Musk's ex-AI runs the Grok chatbot, a competitor to OpenAI. So he's sticking them with a lawsuit. A 70-year-old Parkinson's drug shows effectiveness in boosting the body's immune system against tuberculosis, the world's most deadliest infectious disease. TB kills an estimated 1.3 million people per year. What else in the headlines here? Oh, D.C. National Guard troops arrested roughly 2 dozen people on day one of the deployment to combat crime in the nation's capital. Soldiers will not carry guns in most cases, according to officials. Mexico expels 26 high-ranking cartel figures wanted by U.S. authorities in a deal with the Trump administration. And South Korea's former first lady, Kim Kyon-hee, is arrested on corruption charges, including bribery. Her husband, former President Yoon Suk-yeol, is jailed on insurrection charges after briefly declaring martial law in December in South Korea. Let's look at some of your headlines this morning, 6:55. Good morning. Cat Country 102.9, Dylan Scott. How we doing? 7:06. Michael in this morning from Mark and Paul. Flake's still on vacation. Ah, day 45. Nah, they'll be back one of these days. I promise you that. Excuse me. I'm a little jammed up. I don't know from what. A friend of mine went side-by-side riding over the weekend in the Priors. And they were not the lead. They were not the lead side by side. They were the behind the lead side by side. And she's like, "Oh my God, it was so dusty."
Yeah, you forget about that, don't you?
Oof. Guys, you want to get in? This is your final minutes. The clock is ticking if you want to get your name in the hat for the Dirt Suite at Rodeo Billings Saturday night. This is just for Cat Country listeners. I have your chance to win. If you go to the Win tab on our app or website, I've had two people reach out and like, I don't see it. It's I don't know how else to explain it. It's right there on the Win page on our app or website where all the contests are. But go put your name in there. Coming up at noon today, I'll pick out a winner at random, and you will get room for you and seven friends on the dirt at Rodeo Billings Saturday night. You also get access to the VIP tent. It's got catering from Tiny's in it. You get a private cash bar and private-ish bathrooms. A lot of good benefits, worth about $1,200. So sign up for that. Go to the Win tab. Pick winners out at noon today. Here's Luke Bryan on the Cat. Cat Country 102.9 Jelly Roll. Yesterday afternoon, evening, I was doing something in the kitchen, and the wife was watching something on television in the living room. Volume cranked. This TV turned up. Well, the commercials are loud, right? But anyway, I heard a song playing on the show, whatever she was watching, and I'm like, that sounds a lot like Jelly Roll. It wasn't any song that we really play on the radio, but I'm like, that's got to be him. And I'm putzing around doing whatever I'm doing, and then wife chimes up. She's like, Jelly Roll was on the show, and I'm like, yeah, no, I heard the song. She's like, no, he was actually in the show. He had a cameo. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I thought it was just a song, but no, they... I don't know. It was one of those firefighter shows that she likes to watch. My spouse has a thing for firemen. It's all right. It's fine. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Jelly Roll, he's got his finger in acting, and of course he loves the WWE. He's lost almost 200 pounds, and talk about a success story. Wow. Checking the Flakes email bag, brought to you by Rocky Mountain Windows and Doors. Even though the guys are gone, you can still reach out to us here, flakes103@yahoo.com. They don't use the company-provided email. They use Yahoo. Just let them be. They've been here for 38 years. They can do what they want. You can also reach out on the mobile app. Yeah, it's a great way to get us a message. This one comes in. Hey, Cat Country. I want to let everybody know that we are having a car show coming up a week from yesterday, Tuesday, August 19th. Out at Barkemeyer Park in Huntley. That sounds like a lot of fun. The Sweet Summer Nights Car Show. Tuesday, August 19th, 5 to 9 p.m. It's free. No sign-up or entry. Free. No, yeah, it's free. It's a free car show. You can bring any kind of vehicle. Hot rods, daily drivers, lifted, slammed, race cars, motorcycles, antique cars, Model Ts. Fast cars, whatever. That sounds like a lot of fun. So if you need more details, looks like 406 Performance and Transmission is kind of the organizer behind this event. But that's a good spot, man. That Barkmeyer Park is such a great community resource out there in Huntley. So thanks for sending them in. Bob McGuire, got to look at that forecast coming up next on The Cat.
Blue Cat Bar and Grill has you covered with amazing daily specials. Sunday Night Sushi and Sliders offers fresh sushi and delicious sliders at unbeatable prices. Enjoy Wednesday Night Steak Night, where you can dig into a juicy steak dinner each and every week. With daily specials, there's always something tasty to enjoy. Don't miss out. Stop by Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles east of the Metro Park exit. See you there.
Cat Country 102.9, there's Russell Dickerson. Of course, he was up on stage, Metro Park, on Sunday night at the fair. Fair Entertainment always kicks off with a bang into the weekend, and then the rest of the week kind of just settles into the regular routine at the fair. Each day this week, we've been meeting special guests with 4-H and in the studio this morning. Two guests, well, introductions please. What's your name?
My name's Cadence Sims.
My name is Brooklyn Coor.
All right, very good. And you guys are, tell me how your involvement is with 4-H. I mean, you've been in it forever. Now you've kind of, tell me your story. Tell me your 4-H story.
Yeah, so I started 4-H when I was 7 years old, and I started in the Rabbit Project.
Okay.
And then I got more involved with the leadership aspect of it. So I became team leaders of the Rabbit Project and the Llama Project. I'm a county ambassador, and I've been one for the past 4 years.
Now, what does that entail?
Yeah, so
it sounds like a lot of meetings. Is it a lot of meetings?
Not too bad. Once a month.
Okay.
But it's an interview process. You have to interview into the role, and then you get selected. So, like, past years, we've had, I think, around, like, 14 people interview, and then they pick a team. It's not a set number every year.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so it's an interview process. And then this past year, I was a state officer, so that's kind
of cool.
County times a million.
Yeah. So more responsibility and things like that.
For sure. So you interview at a state-level event, and that's definitely, it's very serious and very nerve-wracking, but it's a cool experience. So you're representing the state rather than the county.
I bet. And that's this kind of, experience can maybe transfer into life, too. Are you interested in getting into politics now? I mean, now that you've had kind of these leadership roles, are you going to run for county commissioner at some point?
I've been...
Going to be mayor? Are you from Billings?
I'm from Billings,
okay,
yep.
Yeah, run for mayor.
I've been asked that question a lot, actually. I'm going to MSUB for elementary education in the fall, actually.
Nice.
So, not running for mayor, but going to become a teacher.
Yet.
Yeah.
All right. Over on the other microphone where Paul traditionally sits, the farmer's on vacation, but Candace, what's your story with 4-H? Are you Brooke? You're Candace?
I'm Cadence. That's
you're,
Brooklyn.
You're Cadence. You're Brooklyn. Brooklyn, sorry. What's your experience with 4-H?
I've been in 4-H for the past 7 years. I've been very involved in the sewing and quilting project through our club and our local 4-H community. I'm also a county ambassador, and this is my first year. I've also been a teen leader and had a leadership role in our club for the past 6 years.
Wow, that's fun. So people, 4-H, sure, it's a lot of times it's about the animals and the projects, but it's also, you know, like some life skills, right? I mean, you know, kind of preparing you for your future as you get done with school and enter the mainstream, back to the rest of life, right? So quilting, what's the coolest quilt you've ever made? Like how long does it take to make, do you have one at the fair this year?
I do. I have one quilt that I entered as a project, and then I have a community service project that I kind of orchestrated where we made 6 quilts to give to Billings Clinic for first-round chemo patients.
Oh, nice. Good for you guys. Yeah.
But my longest quilt has taken me over 300 hours.
Holy cow. And that sounds like a lot of detail, right? But I mean, can you try to describe the design to me? Why was it about to take 300 hours?
It was 24 dinosaurs laid out, each dinosaur took upwards of 7 hours to make.
Holy cow. That's crazy. Did your was your parents or your mom or your grandma, were they quilters, or is that any particular reason why you decided to pick up that hobby? There's not a ton of quilters out there, right?
I mean, no. My grandma was a big quilter, and then she taught my mom, and then my mom started me off when I was around 6, and then my whole immediate family is very into it, along with my aunts.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you come from a long line of quilters. It's in your blood.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. So the fair has been. You have a display and stuff at the fair. You have that one entry at the fair.
I have 3 entries.
Three.
I have a quilt and then a little pencil bag and then my community service.
Gotcha. All right. That's good. And have they already handed out the awards? Then did they do that? They do that right like opening weekend, and then people can come in and check out all the exhibits and see who won what. So did you get a ribbon this year?
I got a best of show on my personal quilt, and then a best of show on my leadership.
Gotcha. Very good. If we have parents listening this morning, or kiddos that are listening this morning that are maybe interested in getting into 4-H, what advice would you give? And why should kids get involved?
I would say you should get involved in 4-H because, like you said before, it's all about the life skills. When I first started 4-H, I couldn't public speak, and I was really shy. And just throughout those years, it really just grows you into a better leader. And you meet so many people in 4-H. You meet the best people. Everyone's just so down to earth, and just you'll meet the coolest people. And you get such great experience, like being on the radio or going to state events. And it's just super cool.
Yeah. How about you? Do you have any advice for anybody that's thinking about maybe getting into 4-H, or parents that want to get kids into it?
You should join 4-H because there's something for everyone.
There really is, isn't there? Yeah.
There's 200 plus projects. So really, if you have any hobby, like anything you want to do, you could enter as a project.
Sure. Rockets, robotics, obviously the animals and livestock angle, but so many other things, too. So that's cool, guys. Well, I'll let you get on with it and get back to the fair. It is Kids Day today at Montana Fair. Kids 12 and under get in free from noon to 5. That'll be fun. Have you gone on any rides yet? Have you puked on the Ferris wheel or anything?
I've been on the Ferris wheel. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you go on the big one, the 110 footer?
Yeah.
Was it scary?
No.
Nah, he's cake. How about you? Do you like rides?
Not really.
Not really. Pass on that. And I got to ask, I've asked every 4-H-er that's come on this week, favorite fair snack. What's your favorite fair food?
I would say Taste of Asia.
That's always a good thing. Can't go wrong with noodles.
I really like the snow cones.
Snow cones. That's good. Well, cool. You're going to need one today because it's going to be close to 100. Guys, thanks for coming in and doing a great job representing 4-H. Enjoy the rest of your week at the fair, all right?
Thank you.
All right, 7:33. It's Cat Country. Cat Country 102.9. There's Kenny. Never wanted nothing more. Michael in for Mark and Paul today, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Hopefully you're on track to wherever you need to be. Maybe you're hitting the coffee drive-thru this morning. Give me an extra shot, please, halfway through this week. And a special guest, kind of a last-minute scheduling. This worked out great. Amy Rue with the Montana Meth Project. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. We're doing great.
Good.
Thank
go you. Ahead and hey, can you move that mic over a little bit for me there? There you go. Just get it. You got to get a little bit closer to it there. There you go. You guys had there was a conference yesterday here in town.
Yeah.
Give me some details about that. Attorney General Austin Knutson was in, and you guys, I assume, met with various law enforcement and perhaps educators. Am I close on my guesses?
Yeah, we had a lot of stakeholders at the meeting. The Attorney General hosted the Montana Department of Justice Opioid Overdose Prevention Summit, and we had the opportunity to spend the day with a lot of families here in the region who have sadly lost loved ones to fentanyl and opioid overdoses.
Yeah.
And that's certainly something that the Meth Project has now set their sights on to add to our resources in addition to methamphetamine and continuing to warn teens and young adults about the risks of experimenting with drugs. It's never been more dangerous than now.
It just seems scary nowadays where, you know, one mistake at a party or wherever and you know, could not only put you in the hospital, but the cemetery.
Yeah, I think...
You know, it's just so, like, fentanyl's just so powerful and...
And they're so unsuspecting. I think with the drugs coming across the southern border and, you know, Montana being an end user state now, not just a trafficking state, we get it from the northern border, but most, of course, from the southern border. We get it from the Pacific Northwest coming through to the Bakken region. So there are several routes that are very popular coming through Montana, and that's where we're seeing a lot of the activity.
Sure. And obviously they wouldn't stop here if there wasn't a demand for it, right?
That's right.
So that's why these dealers, you know, take advantage of perhaps infiltrating our reservations and then spreading it out across the state through there. And I don't know, you know, numbers. We keep seeing more and more of the apprehensions that Highway Patrol gets or whatever, and that's awesome. But that's probably just a fraction of what they catch. What is still being consumed here in our state. You talked a little bit, Amy, about education and how, you know, kids are getting into these maybe harder drugs at a lot younger age.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a trend in schools that there's a lot more activity as students are younger.
Yeah.
What we might have seen in our generation, mid to late teens, for experimentation is a much younger age now that we have to educate these young people and make sure they're aware of the risks. We're seeing it now 12 and 13 years old in Montana.
Right? 12 years old trying hard drugs like fentanyl or methamphetamines as young as 12 and 13.
That's right. And again, we think education and prevention is key.
Yeah.
Getting this information. You know, the Meth Project years ago developed a meth prevention lesson that's used in schools. It's endorsed by the National Red Ribbon Campaign.
Yeah.
We took all of those learnings and applied this to the fentanyl model. And really, we couldn't just sit by on the sidelines and not take this vast audience we've developed over two decades and not share this information with them.
I think that's great. You know, we talk about fentanyl, and it does capture headlines, but you and I were chatting a little bit before we jumped on the microphone here that methamphetamine is still king in Big Sky Country, right?
I mean, it really is.
It seems to be the drug of choice, and it's just really prevalent, despite a lot of the efforts in... you know what? What's new on the meth front? You know, it's almost like we get burned out from hearing about it. You know, like meth. That was a '90s thing. It's not just the '90s thing, is it? It's still a 2025 thing.
No, and the purity has just gone through the roof. I mean, what we're seeing now and what's being seized and arrested in Montana, our partners in law enforcement, you know, DCI, the DEA.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain, HIDA, they're all sharing with us that what's being arrested is just 98, 99% pure.
Just rocket
it's
fuel.
Just a different animal.
That's a bad deal. At this conference that was held, what are some of the topics maybe they discussed as far as getting that education and reaching kids at a younger age to keep them from, you know, becoming hooked or trying bad drugs?
You know, I think at a very high level, there was a real consensus that prevention and education, yeah. You know, that's where we have the biggest movement. We can do the most impactful, measures with our sure. teens and young adults, Montanans in general, just continuing to drive home the risks of methamphetamine yeah. and fentanyl poisoning. These accidental overdoses are just tragic.
Yeah.
And so many people, I think everyone has a story of a loved one, a friend, a colleague that has had this happen. It's really just becoming right. more prevalent.
Even if it wasn't an overdose, at minimum ruined their life.
Yeah,
you know, going down that path.
There was a slight, there's some slight progress being made on fentanyl. Yeah. They're seeing some drops since 2023 to 24. They had some fentanyl-linked overdose deaths that significantly dropped. The dosage units that were seized dropped, but we're not yeah. sure, you know, we don't want to get complacent
right.
and think that, you know, we can rest on our laurels now.
Yeah.
We need to stay the course and continue to remind people about the risks of experimenting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, everybody should maybe, if you got kiddos or teens, maybe consider keeping some Narcan at your house. I know it's,
absolutely.
You know, a lot of different organizations either give it out or it's pretty cost effective. You know, and if you having that under the kitchen counter just in case at your home, I mean,
absolutely.
You know,
and young adults
you think,
should
well,
have.
My kid would never do. I never would have guessed. Yeah, I mean, kids are sneaky, and you know, we all do dumb things when we're kids. Yeah, exactly. So, all right, Amy, if people want to find out more, I guess, or get involved, or be maybe an outreach in their school or community, what's the best way? I mean, what's the hub, the resource, if you want to point people in a direction for more information today?
Thank you. Yes, all of our resources are available at montanameth.org, and you can download and use a lot of these resources. Have all been, you know, obviously converted
sure.
to a digital content so that anyone yeah. in a school, it's free to use. A 10-minute lesson that's led by a Montana teen to talk about, you know, how to recognize fentanyl, yeah. what it looks like, how deadly it is, what to do if you notice a friend overdosing, how to administer
sure.
Narcan, really what they need to know immediately. And, of course, the meth prevention lesson is on there as well.
Cool.
All
yeah.
of the resources are free and available
right
for
there.
Anyone to use.
That's great. Well, I appreciate the work you guys are doing, and keep it up. And always stop by next time you're in town, all right?
Thank you so much for having us.
You got it. 757. It's Cat Country.
Blue Cat Bar and Grill has you covered with amazing daily specials. Sunday night sushi and sliders offers fresh sushi and delicious sliders at unbeatable prices. Enjoy Wednesday night steak night, where you can dig into a juicy steak dinner each and every week. With daily specials, there's always something tasty to enjoy. Don't miss out. Stop by Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles east of the Metro Park exit. See you there.
Cat Country 102.9, Luke Bryan. That's my kind of night. How are we doing? 807, Michael here. Hopefully you're at work or wherever you need to be this time of day. Thanks for taking the cat with you anywhere with our mobile app. This story, a lot of Montanans have been watching it because it's kind of a hot button issue as the battle for water continues to be a thing. As more and more people move here and more people have demands for water and blah, 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 blah. There's only so much, right? It's a finite resource. Q2's got an update about the Big Timber City Council. They voted to halt the water sales to the Crazy Mountain Ranch. Like a month or so ago, they announced that they were going to start selling 100,000 gallons of city water per day to the ranch so it could water its golf course, among other things, but mostly for irrigating the golf course. And a pretty big public outcry there, not just in the Big Timber community, but across the state. So the Big Timber City Council voted 3-2 to ban the sale of all bulk drinking water to outside entities except for emergency services. The decision came after 2 hours of intense debate and discussion at a special meeting on Monday night, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, the proposed sale of the water came after the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation filed a lawsuit against the ranch, saying it had no valid rights to irrigate. So this issue's been boiling for some time now. Crazy Mountain Ranch, located in Clyde Park. It's owned by the same folks that own the Yellowstone Club. The ultra-wealthy that are used to getting their way. Screw you, little people in Montana. We're taking your water for our golf course. I mean, they're paying for it, but still. And I don't mean to make fun of golfers. I like golfing. I love it. I wish I could play it more. I like having a green course. I think it's great. But when it comes right down to it, you know, if we start running out of water, maybe the golf courses, especially at an ultra-rich playground for the mega-wealthy in Montana who want to play dress-up and come out here and play cowboy and cowgirl on their ranch. Anyhow, I think the city and Big Timber made the right choice on that one. See what happens next. Jordan Davis, bar none on the Cat. Cat Country 102.9, Hardy, partying in the truck bed. You'll have that. It's 8:15. Michael in for Mark and Paul today. The guys will be back here one of these days. I'm getting kind of ready for it, too. Thanks for putting up with me. In the meantime, I appreciate you being patient. Guys will be back, like I said, and soon they'll start getting you signed up for that trip to Mexico. Acamal, the guys are going back again, and well, they usually go in January, late January, early February. And one lucky Cat Country listener will get to win that trip and bring their guest with them, 7 days all-inclusive. All you can eat, all you can drink, all the sand and waves and good times you can handle. So that'll be fun. Fun tonight, bike night. We're taking the party to the High Horse Saloon and Eatery. I can't wait to see you guys, all my biker buddies. I want to hear all your stories from Sturgis. We took last week off, of course, because of Sturgis. So that'll be a good one. They got a great band tonight, DTR. I had never heard of them before, but I actually saw them Friday night down at Henry's Garage, and they were really good. So we got a fantastic band tonight. Always got great food at the High Horse. You can go in, order off their full menu, or out on the pavement. We'll be having bratwurst and pulled pork. Usually they make a pretty attractive price point on that, too, for the outside special. They got a full bar, of course. Ice cold beers. Get that tub full of ice. I don't know why this is, but why do beers on ice always hit a little harder than a beer from the fridge? I keep my fridge at like 32.1 degrees. I mean, I keep my fridge as cold as I can without it freezing. And if you blind taste tested me and gave me a beer out of the cooler full of ice and gave me the exact same beer out of the fridge, the ice beer always tastes better, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Maybe I just have a drinking problem. It's Kids Day at Montana Fair today, too. Kids get in free, 12 and under, from noon to 5. Get that afternoon ride wristband for $30, noon to 5. You save $5. I haven't gone to fair yet, but I'll probably try to sneak it in here before it wraps up this weekend. Oh, yeah, make sure you guys sign up, too, for that the Dirt Suite at the Rodeo. Rodeo Billings. This is for Cat Country listeners on Saturday night. I guess that's pretty much like the finale, right? The big one. And room for 8 people, you and 7 friends, on the dirt. You get access to the VIP tent with catering from Tiny's. You get a bathroom close nearby and some other perks. But this is worth like $1,200. And we'll pick a winner out right around noon today at random from all entries. You can enter now on the Win tab on the Cat Country mobile app. Cat Country 102.9, Nate Smith. Fix what you didn't break. It's 8:32. Michael in for Mark and Paul, your breakfast flakes. Got a press release this morning from the Billings Police Department explaining some details about what happened yesterday with the officer-involved shooting and pursuit. I didn't really hear about this until this morning, actually, but happened last night around 8 o'clock-ish, close to 8. Officers and detectives with the BPD Street Crimes Unit found a vehicle that was reported stolen from Bozeman. Also had stolen plates on it. Car was found in the 200 block of Terry. The vehicle had fled from officers several times prior. They attempted to pin the stolen vehicle, and the suspect struck the patrol vehicle, almost striking one of the officers. That officer, a 19-year veteran with the department, discharged his firearm. The suspect with the stolen car then fled the scene. The car was damaged when it fled from officers on Terry Avenue, eventually coming to a stop in a ditch off King Avenue East, west of Sugar Avenue. The suspect, Jalen Medicine Bowl, a 32-year-old local man, was placed under arrest and at Yellowstone County Detention Facility with a bunch of charges. Possession of stolen property, assaults on a peace officer, criminal endangerment, obstructing a peace officer, fleeing or eluding a peace officer, criminal mischief, and, wait for it, DUI. BPD says thanks to the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office for helping out, Montana Highway Patrol, and the DCI. So nobody was killed, I guess, in this thing, so that's the good news. Crime in the Magic City, man, I tell you what. I get a look at some statewide headlines, the Montana State News Network. Cat Country, 102.9, Jelly, Heart of Stone, State 47, Michael in for Mark and Paul. Not quite 10 to 9, but close enough. Close enough for horseshoes and hand grenades. Got some stuff coming up this weekend. I know a lot of back-to-school activities happening around our community. A lot of great organizations chip in to make sure every kiddo has a backpack and supplies. But this one is huge with the Harvest Church. Their back-to-school fair, it's not just school supplies, but it's kind of a gift for struggling families, including a chance to get a fresh haircut for your child. Fresh haircut and a new outfit. A backpack full of new school supplies. And they're also doing medical services. One of their partners will have dental goodie bags. Riverstone Health will be on site with their vaccinations for kindergarten and middle schoolers. So that's pretty cool. That's on, 9 to 3 Saturday out at Harvest Church. That's a no questions asked type of thing. So, go check that out. Of course, got the farmers markets kicking off again this weekend downtown. Laurel's doing their farmers market as well. Oh gosh, speaking of farmers markets, if you want to skip like the crowd, I mean it's pretty fun. But I stopped by the Speedy and Flo's sweet corn stand the other day. Yesterday, they usually set up around town, and they were up by Harbor Freight. And it was such a good deal. Like $20, I got a dozen ears of corn. The best sweet corn in Montana, in my opinion. And he does better than a baker's dozen. He actually gave me 14. He said, I make your dozen 14. I'm like, perfect. And so then I got a huge bag of green beans, and I also got some peppers. And when I got three giant cucumbers. So all this stuff, 14 ears of corn, a big pound of green beans, three giant cucumbers, and a bunch of little peppers, all for $20. That's good stuff, too. So, anyway, check out those farm stands if you get a chance. If you got something for the 10 to 9 thing or want to be a guest while the flakes are out, reach out. You can send me a message on the mobile app. I'm checking the guy's email, flakes103@yahoo.com. Or you can call the front desk, and we'll get it figured out for you. Bailey Zimmerman coming up, and it is Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll meet a new pet from Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter probably in the next half an hour. Stand by.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.